Sandra Morris is on the line. You're 6 weeks away, so pretty close, Sandra, close to the finish line. First of all, how close do you live to Peace Arch right now? What's your situation?
I am actually closer to Langley, personally, but my birth plan was to go to my parents' house, and they are probably between 5 to 10 minutes away from Peace Arch. So we chose Peace Arch for a number of reasons.
So your plan is to give birth at your parents' place, but then what role does Peace Arch, I guess, play?
No. So my plan was that when I go into labor, my parents would take me to their house where I would continue all the, you know, however many hours at home. And then from there, we would go to Peace Arch for the delivery.
Right. So what was your reaction just that when they came out last week, like full stop, we're closing the maternity ward? You know, like you said, your plan was to be just 10 minutes away. What was your reaction when you heard this?
Shock, disappointment. You know, Peace Arch has kind of been our go-to hospital. You know, not myself personally, but, you know, my grandmother received a ton of treatment there. My mother's had some surgeries and stuff, and it's just a place that we were quite comfortable with. I've been there a couple of times throughout my pregnancy, and just I like the feel of it. It's very calm and peaceful. The nursing staff is incredible.
And as anyone knows, before you go to give birth, it's all about, you know, just having a plan leading up to it, like you said, to kind of decrease that stress. All of us moms like to have that plan. So, of course, when it's like a huge kibosh in the middle, you're naturally just don't know what to make of it. When the news came, though, how has Peace Arch been in communicating all this to you, expectant moms? How did they go about that?
I personally haven't received anything. A friend of mine who knew that that's where I was planning on delivering, she sent me, I believe it was a tweet, something from Fraser Health that she got.
Wow. Nice and personally.
Yeah. I've been following on Facebook, and, you know, as much as I could, I tried going to the hospital website, the Fraser Health website, and there wasn't anything on there as of a couple days ago. I haven't wanted to bother my midwives. I've got an appointment this week, so I figured I'd just wait and talk to some calls. I'm not familiar with Langley at all, but I believe that they only have 7 or 8 beds. And I know some other friends who have given birth in the past years, they've been turned away from hospitals and had to go to like their third, fourth choice. I just want to kind of talk to my midwives and see, now that that one hospital has been taken out of the equation, what their workaround.
Knock on wood. I gave birth actually at Langley Memorial, and they let me in. I was only like 2 centimeters dilated, and there was plenty open bed. So I'm rooting for you. It'll be the same.
I have friends who've delivered there as well, and they've got super positive things to say. So I'm not crazy concerned.
So how have your plans changed then? Like you said, so your plan was go to your parents before to stay there. Is that still going to be the plan, but then just a further drive, I guess, to Langley?
Yeah, probably not. I think I'll probably just stay at my house and go from my house to Langley. Like, I haven't really kind of wrapped my head around it. As I said, I've got an appointment with my midwives in a couple of days, and they kind of want to talk to them and see what they recommend before getting another concrete plan in my head that might not work out.
Right. How do you feel, though, the way this has been handled? Like you said, to not even have, like, an update on their website, to not even call, in my mind, the patients, like the people being directly affected. Like, how are you feeling on that end of things?
Yeah, it's disappointing. Like, I've got some pretty strong opinions on the state of our medical system that I won't get into, but, you know, we do register as intending to give birth at these hospitals. So I would think, like, you know, Fraser Health has my contact info. They could have even just sent out a blanket email or updated their website. You know, it was 2 days after my friend sent me the tweet that I was looking for some kind of update on the Peace Arch maternity.
Insane.
Nothing. So
Yeah, like if they have time to tweet, like you said, you think they'd have time to at least a mass email or something.
It's pretty disappointing, but there's a lot going on in the world, so I'm trying to have a little bit of compassion, but at the same time, it's like we're supposed to have universal health care, and this stuff is. It's a bit shocking to be happening.
I bet. Like you said, 6 weeks away, still not knowing exactly what's going on, and like very stressful to have that many unanswered questions this close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the flip side though, like it is great that you are, like you said, closer to Langley, which works out on that end. So I'm sure mm-hmm. everything will still go fine.
Yeah.
And on a flip, so you got 6 weeks ago and you're mentioning girl or boy?
A boy.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Can't wait to meet him.
How are preparations going on that front, though? Have you practiced any diaper changes yet, or how are you feeling on that end?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine. I babysat a lot through my younger years and pretty much the last of my friends to be having kids. Yeah, I've got two young nephews. I'm pretty comfortable from that regard.
Plenty of practice. Well, that's good. One less stress for you then.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And for the really bad ones, just hand those ones to your partner anyway. So awesome. Well, wishing you a safe delivery, and thanks for talking to us today.
Oh, thanks so much.